Good morning and welcome to KSWV 99.9 FM 810 AM. It is now time for Save Water Santa Fe, a presentation of the Conservation and Sustainability Department with the City of Santa Fe. It is my distinct honor and privilege to welcome Patricio Pacheco, the Water Resources and Conservation Coordinator. Good morning, Patricio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Esteban.
It's great to see you, my friend.
It's a pleasure to be here. Happy to see you today.
Well, Patricio, I know you have some very special guests for our listening public, so we're going to turn it over to you.
Yes, we have some special guests today with us here at the radio show, and it's an honor to have you two here with me today. We have Holly with ERG, who is a senior environmental scientist. And we have Robert, I call him Robbie. He's been doing quite a bit of work with us. He is a senior engineer, senior environmental science engineer. Sorry about that, Robbie. But we're actually here to visit with ERG, who they work with, and we are consulting here within the city. Actually we've been moving forward with a great pilot program and here within the city with ERG, and I did just want to give a moment to both Holly and Robbie to give a brief introduction and introduce themselves.
Sure. Yeah, so I'll start. I'm Holly Cannon with ERG, and as Patricio said, I've been supporting the City of Santa Fe here for a few years now. We just wrapped up a study on to calculate the embedded energy and carbon in the city's water system. So it takes energy to get water to homes and businesses and from homes and businesses to the wastewater treatment plant and return to the environment. So we here at ERG, we're helping the city quantify that, you know, how much energy does it take, how many carbon emissions are associated with that, so they can start in their new conservation and sustainability division sort of benchmarking that energy and carbon, embedded carbon values, and moving forward to try to potentially reduce that and keep an eye on it. And Robbie, my coworker here, is also, he's been working on the study with me as well, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, thanks, Holly. I'm Robbie Pickering. I'm also with ERG. I've been with ERG for about 15 years, but I'm relatively new to Santa Fe, so it's exciting to be here in person and get to, you know, meet in person with you, Patricio, and your team, and just support kind of more local work related to conservation.
Yes, yeah. Robbie. Yeah, welcome. And Holly, I think you're also new to Santa Fe?
Yeah. I moved here about a year ago to support ongoing water conservation work and water quality work here in the state. I've been with ERG for about 20 years. I took a few years off to have some kids, but came right back. And ERG is a multidisciplinary environmental consulting firm. We mostly support public sector clients, federal government, state government, local government. So here in New Mexico, we're doing a lot of work for the New Mexico Environment Department, and also here with the City of Santa Fe and several other state and local agencies as well.
Well, welcome to Santa Fe, both Holly and Robbie. It's amazing. We got some amazing talent coming into Santa Fe, and we want to welcome you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Robbie, he jumped right into some of our items. Actually, Robbie was attended the Paint the Plaza event with his family. And he actually made the front page of the New Mexican when he was out there helping sweeping some of the area. He was actually volunteering, painting, and helping with litter cleanup. And we had a great show of people for that Paint the Plaza. And I want to give a shout out to all you wonderful volunteers out there. We appreciate you guys.
It was a great event. I'm definitely a budding local celebrity. So between newspaper and now radio, I think I'm on my way.
All right, Robbie. Yeah, you're getting to get really well recognized here in the City of Santa Fe. Well, I did just want to start off and talk a little bit about how we met and how our initial thoughts to this project came about.
Sure. Yeah. So the concept of the study itself started at a conversation at the Next Generation Water Summit, which is a conference for water professionals that's hosted here by the City of Santa Fe, co-hosted by the City of Santa Fe and several other partners. And this year was its ninth year.
That is correct.
The ninth year. And so it's been going on for a while. It's here in Santa Fe. It's a great gathering of water professionals, primarily in the Southwest, to talk about water issues and innovative water management strategies. And back in 2023, there was a conversation about, you know, we don't quantify the amount of energy it takes to get water to homes and businesses, to heat that water in homes and businesses. You know, energy gets a lot of fanfare. Folks are really focused on things being energy efficient, reducing energy, reducing carbon. But using water and producing water does require energy and therefore has carbon emissions as well. So there was a conversation at the summit about, you know, hey, it'd be really neat to quantify this and put a value on this. And it was really widely supported by both the city of Santa Fe, who said, hey, we want to do this here locally in our service area. Former city councilor Carol Romero-Worth was very supportive. She was councilor at the time. She said, this is a great project. We should do this. We should get a project team together to look at this. And then the US EPA WaterSense program, Jonah Schein, he was there and he's like, you know, this is something WaterSense would want to support. There's not enough evaluation around this. So from that 2023 conversation, a project team formed, and there were several other members. Green Builder Coalition is another member of that project team. Doug Pichard with Cool Water was there. Am I forgetting anybody, Patricio? PNM, your energy supplier, was a big part of this. So sort of a project team and a round table formed from that 2023 conversation. And the project team worked on that for about a year before I actually was pulled in. And I was pulled in by my client at the US EPA. He said, hey, you know, I need help supporting this project. He was handling a lot of the background calculations, and I'd been working with him for almost 20 years. So he got me on board, and that's how I joined. And then I pulled my colleague Robbie in as well to support me. So yeah, that's sort of the origin of that work.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Where a summit such as the Next Generation Water Summit could get a group together and come up with a really cool study. And it's a study that it's rare. It hasn't been done nationwide. And again, as Santa Fe is a city different. And we do want to prove that to the rest of the country and saying, hey, we're doing something different. Check out the study that we're doing. And we're looking at the water energy nexus of the study and ways that we can lessen our carbon.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that, you know, we're all water professionals here. Like, we talk about this water energy nexus all the time about just, yeah, there is this embedded energy, but actually quantifying it is a different story. And so there's these big high level national estimates that aren't that accurate. And, you know, a few, you know, smaller studies that have been done out there, but at the utility level, I don't think it's really been quantified. So we're definitely hoping that, you know, with Santa Fe leading the way, that we'll be able to kind of see if a few other municipalities will be able to get on board and quantify their own impact so that we can do better comparison and benchmarking and really try to see where this takes us.
That's awesome.
And I guess to add on to that, it's really important to do these types of studies at the local level, because the amount of energy your water system is going to take is going to vary based on, you know, the topography of the region, your water sources, your climate, just a variety of things. And so for Santa Fe to step up and say, hey, let's start here, you know, let's look at our service area, that sort of sets the stage for other water systems to be able to do the same. And what we ended up calculating in the end is this energy intensity. So it's the kilowatt hours per acre feet of water that Santa Fe is producing. You know, what is that amount of energy, that sort of, you know, value? And you can't just take that kilowatt hour per acre foot and apply it to another service area. You'd have to do the study there to figure out what is their embedded energy based on what they're doing. So, yeah.
I think the other thing that I find interesting is, especially as different cities and states pursue their own climate or sustainability policies, there's a lot of drive to reduce energy, reduce carbon emissions. But I think what's often lost is that so much of a city's purview is actually embedded in the water system. I don't have a specific study to cite for this, but my belief is that most municipalities, in terms of the facilities and the services that they provide, water and wastewater are by far the highest energy demand for all the services that a city provides. And so, you know, But it also doesn't get the same amount of attention in terms of, you know, looking for ways to conserve. I mean, Santa Fe is different. Santa Fe has focused a lot for the past 25, 30 years on conservation, but a lot of cities haven't. And so there's so much focus on how do we reduce our energy? How do we reduce our carbon without really recognizing that so much of that is embedded within water? So I'm hoping that this study serves as this pilot so that other cities can kind of recognize that and say, hey, we should look at our service area and see, okay, maybe we shouldn't be focused on XYZ energy efficiency. We should be focused on water conservation as well.
Yeah. So one thing we did in the study was we tried to help the city quantify. So they've ran a very robust water conservation program for the last about 30 years. Would you say, Patricio, is kind of when that kicked off?
That is correct, Holly. Yes. Back in 95, after we purchased, the city of Santa Fe purchased the utility company from PNM. PNM used to actually run our water system.
Oh.
And so we bought that back in 95. And soon after, in 96, we began our conservation program.
Yeah. And do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you've done in that water conservation program, and then I'll bring it back to the study and how we work that in. But
sure. Yeah. Well, here in the conservation, we actually had a really high GPCD. That's gallons per person per day. And we actually started at around 138 gallons per person per day back in 95. And we focused on driving down that gallons per person per day here in 2026. I'm happy to mention we're at 87 gallons per person per day. So even though our population has increased, our usage has decreased here in the city. And which is one of our great stories that we like to mention. So one of a big part of our program is education. Behavioral changes. We also have a really cool rebate program that has been implemented since the late 90s. In the early 2000s, we had a toilet retrofit that we did. That was 2002. And we actually came in and swapped out around 1,000 toilets. And when we swapped out those 1,000 toilets, we actually saw a huge drop in our water consumption. And that's because we went from those 3.5 gallons per flush water guzzlers down to the 1.6s and even 1.28s. Now they're even more efficient at 0.88 gallon per flush toilets. And we have some awesome rebates for those. We actually offer $128 for a 0.88 gallon per flush toilet. $57 for those 1.28s, which eventually we are going to push away from or lean away from, since technology is increasing and getting better, and efficiency is getting up to date. And so we're going to actually promote our 0.88 gallon per flush toilets here in the city of Santa Fe. Another huge part of that program was our AMI water infrastructure. We back in 2015-16, we installed AMIs, which is automatic meter readers, or automated meter readers. I'm sorry about that. And so we actually have 4G, 5G signals sending out from our meters and communicating on a 15-minute basis to our system. Before that, we actually had somebody going out there in a truck, meter readers, getting down and manually reading your meter. And this technology has actually helped us not only look at our consumption, but also find and leaks and help people that are have some continuous flows in the property or may be using a lot of water. But this Ion Water app is really cool because we can promote these customers to use these Ion Water apps, and they can set leak alerts, and they can actually see in real time what we're looking at on our side of the system. And so if they have a question on how much water they used this day, they could actually go back and look at that. And there's a huge amount of success around our rebate program with our partnerships and collaboration with people here in Santa Fe, as well as our professionals. It has been a huge part of our program as well.
I will say I'm a personal subscriber to the Ion Water app, and it is fascinating to be able to monitor. Yeah, I'm obviously a water geek, but like to be able to monitor your water use and be able to see like, oh, what did I do at this time of day? And it's, oh, I washed a little laundry and that's why I used, you know, 25 or 30 gallons of water, or my kids showered and that's why I used a handful of gallons of water. So it is a really interesting app, and you can really dig into the data if you do have a leak or if you do have a concern about your water consumption. I think it's really helpful technology. So a lot of credit to the city for implementing that program.
Awesome. Thank you, Robbie, for putting in that plug for us there, because it's always awesome when we have somebody out there, especially a customer, taking advantage of this program. It's a free program. I mean, might as well, you as a utility customer already pay for it, might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really good if you're, you know, say on vacation and you get a leak alert and you're like, oh no, you know, it allows you to not let your property get destroyed while you're gone if there is a leak or something unexpected that happens. So it's really nice that the customers in the city have access to that. But overall, I've just been impressed. The city of Santa Fe has done so much. You know, advanced metering, rebates, commercial water audits. They've really done almost every water conservation program under the sun here and have had massive success. As Patricio said, they went from 137, 138 gallons per person per day down to 87. And our study looked at, our study period was 2021 to 2023. Because as I mentioned, this kicked off at the 2023 Next Generation Water Summit. So it's taken us a few years to kind of finish the analysis and finalize everything. But in 2023, their gallons per capita per day was about 98. So you've even made progress in the last 3 years. But what we did in the study was we looked at, okay, they've reduced water use by so much since 2000. How much energy did they save? How many carbon emissions were reduced from that massive effort? And I don't have the number, Robbie. I don't know if you'll remember the number, but it's a lot of energy.
Tens of millions of kilowatt hours.
Yes, you know, so much.
Over $1 million in energy costs just saved by the city.
$1 million a year, absolutely, yeah.
And then that doesn't even speak to actual customers saving energy as well. You know, customers, when you heat water in your home, you're obviously using energy to do that. So by installing more water-efficient shower heads, more water-efficient faucets, more water-efficient clothes washers, all of that also saves energy from reducing the amount of heated water you need. And so that directly impacts consumer bills, you know, both on their water bill, they're saving the water, but also their energy bills because they're not having to heat as much water for those products and appliances. So yeah, we did not quantify consumer savings, but from the city alone, they save over $1 million in energy bills a year from their water conservation efforts.
Yep. Yeah, so it was pretty neat to do that analysis and be able to put numbers on that. You know, they've talked for a long time about all the gallons saved, but you know, they've done a lot more just from that water conservation success. So, as Robbie mentioned, you know, we've now kind of set the city up to be able to compare the energy savings they could see from a water conservation program. So, say they want to do some new rebate program, they know they're going to save X gallons. They can now use this kilowatt hour per acre feet or per gallon. Acre feet is just another measure of an amount of water. So that translates directly to gallons for those on the line, more layman's terms. But they can now use that metric to calculate the energy that they would save. And then say they want to do a, you know, lighting upgrade at a building, they'll know how much energy they're going to save there, and they can compare and decide, oh, which one of these is going to be more lucrative, which one will save more energy, which one more water and energy and carbon across the board. And I think it's just going to be a really neat way for this new division, you know, they've now incorporated sustainability into their work, to be able to look at things and to be able to compare across programs.
Awesome. I did want to mention one of the great great things that we had to do for this study was actually we got the opportunity to take tours of the plants. And the tours of the plants was amazing. We have the Buckman Direct Diversion, which is an advanced water treatment plant, one in a handful here in the Southwest because of their advanced technology, which includes micron filtering and carbon utilization. But we also got to, the opportunity to go up into the watershed. We got the opportunity to go up to the Canyon Road Water Treatment Plant, we went down and took a look at some of those booster stations. So we're actually looking at our infrastructure and comparing our not only our facilities to our energy use, but also looking at the way energy and water is connected through those facilities.
And yeah, one of the things that I thought was most interesting about those tours is just not only has like the city as a whole looked at water conservation, but even at each individual plant, like the operators there are rarely dedicated to both ensuring safe, clean water. I mean, that's first and foremost, but also just looking for ways to improve their own treatment systems to improve efficiency. So, you know, it's multifaceted what the city's doing in terms of trying to reduce their energy use and whatnot. It's both from a water conservation perspective, but also from actual operations trying to make improvements. The city has spent a few years now putting in a lot of solar arrays at a lot of the water infrastructure throughout the city. So as Patricia mentioned, you know, at the actual plants, but also at a lot of the booster stations and storage tanks that are throughout the city, they have solar arrays there to further reduce the amount of, you know, grid energy they need to buy and the amount of carbon emissions that result from that. So, just a lot of great programs going on in the city that we were able to kind of observe as part of this study.
I did just want to mention, for those that don't know, here in the city of Santa Fe, we actually have four sources of water. And we actually have the both Nichols and McClure reservoirs up on the mountain, which gets treated through Canyon Road Treatment Plant and is gravity fed throughout the system. So the majority of our system is gravity fed. We have the wells along Agua Fria. We have the Buckman Direct Diversion, which pumps water out of the Rio Grande. And we also have the Buckman Direct Diversion wells. So we have 13 wells up there out at the Buckman Direct Diversion. And we actually have conservation, which is what we consider the fifth source, because of the amount of savings that we can have both for energy and water.
Yeah, and actually, as part of the study, we not only looked at the energy intensity of the whole system, but we did look at each individual source that you just mentioned. And so just, you know, from an engineering or study perspective, it's really interesting to see the difference in energy intensity by sources. So, you know, the city prioritizes its water from Canyon Road. It's, as Patricio mentioned, it comes down via gravity. It's clean water coming from the mountains for the most part, so it requires less treatment. And you can see that in its energy footprint. It just requires a significant amount less energy than the water that we get out of the Rio Grande, which needs to be pumped up in elevation, needs to be pumped about 10 or 11 miles to the treatment plant, and then needs to be pumped further from there. And so just seeing that difference, it's truly, I think, like an order of magnitude difference in terms of how much energy is required based on those two different sources. And, you know, in the city, all those sources are valuable, obviously. You know, we live in a drought area, or you know, an area that doesn't get a lot of rainfall. And so it needs all those sources for resilience and to make sure that people get the water that they need. But yeah, it's good that the city has kind of prioritized some of their sources to try to just figure out what's best in terms of maintaining resilience, but also what's best in terms of trying to reduce their energy impacts and whatnot.
Thank you, Robbie. Holly, Robbie, I just did want to thank you guys very much for your time today. This was a really exciting opportunity to work with you guys and also to come up with the study and put out the report and the results. I mean, Holly's going to get a great opportunity to go present this nationally. Is that correct, Holly?
Yeah, actually, Robbie and I both. Robbie is going to the Alliance for Water Efficiency Symposium in August, and he'll be talking about the study on a panel, on an energy water nexus panel. Is that generally the topic?
Yeah, it's kind of cross-cutting. It covers energy and water nexus, but also things like data centers, which are obviously a very big topic in both energy and water right now, and also water recycling and water reuse. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of kind of big trending topics right now, but I'm excited to kind of be part of that and present the study. And again, hope that other water practitioners and utilities see the value of it and decide to pick it up. So again, that we can do a little bit more comparative analysis between utilities and between cities.
Yeah. And then in October, end of October, I'll be going to the Water Smart Innovations Conference in Portland, Oregon. And that's sort of the a big prime water conservation conference where professionals like us, and I think you've probably been to, Patricio, or at least Christine has, we know that. And I'll be presenting there on the study as well. So yeah, it'll get some national fanfare. And once again, the city of Santa Fe will be highlighted as being a leader, because this is, you know, not a study that's been done in very many places, and it'll be really nice to tout your success there.
Awesome. That's so cool. Santa Fe is going to get that national recognition here for our program, which is really great. It really shows the success of our division here, as well as our partners like ERG.
Great. Well, thank you. This has been a really fascinating conversation, Patricio, that you've led with our friends from ERG. Just really appreciate it. Patricio Pacheco, Water Resources and Conservation Coordinator, along with Holly and Robbie with ERG. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Hope everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July.